Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Oh, I hope your Memorial Day was great, and I hope that all were remembered for the sacrifices, and of course, even some of my own family members in that as well. And I welcome back Uncle Milty too, last hour on a Tuesday following a holiday weekend, and of course, we are all going to be blamed. Anyone that tests positive for COVID, you know it's going to be because everybody gathered together for Memorial Day, and that's exactly what they're trying to do in the press today. There's a huge witch hunt for blaming anyone that got together as part of their normal life. Even Judy Mikovits said, we're all immune now. This isn't anything. This isn't anything anymore. Even if it was, it's not anymore because too much time has passed. Bodies possess immunity now. So it's ridiculous to wear. Take off the mask, please. The silly mask.
Yeah.
Let's go back to normal. What do you think?
I think when a contact Nazi knocks on my door, I'm going to do what they say.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody.
Ah.
See,
not opening your door, are you?
No, I mean, I didn't see anybody over the weekend.
I didn't have any contact with any people. Yes.
So if they knock on my door with a contact thing, I don't know where they got it from.
Well, I've been told by some listeners that even the state of California, these are some listeners in California, that state's going strong. They are trying to hire all these COVID tracers, these COVID Nazis. And man alive, these manipulative little tracers out there, and they're making a lot of healthcare professionals into these COVID tracers, telling them that they are doing so much good for humanity in basically manipulating and lying to get them to talk, get people to talk. In fact, they'll even go through a whole restaurant and say, you were eating in a restaurant. Let's contact anyone that we know went to that restaurant, and let's let everybody know that they're going to be quarantined too. I mean, it's going to get pretty bad. So just so you guys are aware, leave that phone at home or get something that protects your phone from data, from the data being collected.
There are already some restaurants making you sign in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a cold day in hell.
It's so sickening. It's so sickening. And right now, too, besides for the COVID Nazis that are going to be unleashed on humanity, especially this fall. You're going to see a lot of it this fall because the numbers are going to start to go up with flu again at the end of October, and which is flu season, and you're going to start seeing a huge amount of these people in action. What are you going to do? I would say, I have a lot of advice for you, but I definitely wouldn't be talking to a COVID tracer. They don't have any grounds for authority over you, and I can't imagine somebody buckling to these people just because they say that they are part of the health department or whatever. I can't imagine buckling. I can't imagine talking to these people or giving them an iota of information.
No.
In fact, I'd probably give them false information. If I gave them any at all, it would be false. It would be completely false.
If they came if they came to me, I'd say, I had lunch with Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly. And what's your name? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, honestly, I had lunch with Nancy. What were you doing? I was administering Botox to her face. I don't know. I mean, you can come up with something, right? I definitely would not be giving into that at all. I also wanted to mention truth. We are having a tough time with truth lately and a hard time with all of these censors. And I know you've been censored like crazy. A lot of people are putting links into the comment section now. You'll talk about it, then you'll put the link in the comment section just because the links are driving people to tattletale on you. And then, of course, they shut down a post.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting pretty sickening, folks. And so I just wanted to make sure that we are very well aware of what's going on here with this. And I also, this is a huge call for people to understand where they can go for truth. So one link is basically this. It's called Library, but it's without the vowels. So it's lbry.com. lbry.com. It's kind of like a new YouTube. And so I thought I'd play this. This comes from John Stossel. It's only 2 minutes. Let me play this for you because he's going to describe what this is. So here you go, John Stossel.
Today. But if you post what some people consider the wrong thing, or an unpopular opinion, your post might get deleted, terminated, removed. The solution? Well, here's one, a platform called Library, spelled funny. It provides a home for all videos, a place where they can live forever. I have a channel here. It carries all my videos. Is Google doing creepy things to us? I'm glad Library exists because it gives everyone a chance to see everything. Videos here are nearly impossible to take down because they use decentralized blockchain technology.
2.5 million people in April came on.
Library founder Jeremy Kaufman is delighted that his site is growing. When I first covered it 2 years ago, the site was small, but it had already rescued thousands of videos.
Because carbon and hydrogen are nonpolar, those are insoluble.
For example, for years, anyone could access the 20,000 college lectures on the University of California's website for free. But then, President Obama's Justice Department sent Berkeley this threatening letter. Berkeley's in violation of Title II. The Attorney General may initiate a lawsuit. It's all because of a well-intended law called the Americans with Disabilities Act.
All lectures are being deleted, so now no one can access them.
Berkeley took its videos down because closed captioning is expensive. Everyone's treated equally. Hearing people have no advantage over the deaf. Nobody gets to see the videos. Government equality police doing their work.
Ugh.
But fortunately, the videos will survive thanks to the internet and pissed off entrepreneurs like Jeremy Kaufman.
We're going to keep it available.
Kaufman downloaded all the Berkeley videos before they were taken down and reposted them at Library.
The Justice Department might say you're making life tougher for deaf people.
It's ridiculous to say this content can't be available unless it's subtitled for deaf people. Do you want to put a gun to someone's face and say caption those videos? It's absurd.
It is absurd. But what government does is often absurd. Thank goodness for the internet
Library.
And people like Kaufman, someone willing to spend his own money to keep information free.
Interesting. So that's lbry.com. lbry.com. I've gone there, and I think it's a great place. It's a great place to access videos.
Hmm.
And, you know, with YouTube, you know, the YouTube and the Google people are all mixed up family-wise. I don't know if people realize that, but they're all in the same little family. Anyway, and I mean family, with genes and everything. So, yes, that's the same group. But let me tell you that YouTube is going after people like crazy right now, and it seemed to get on steroids about a month ago. They did not want a lot of people talking about COVID in a truthful way. They didn't want... Well, the Facebook censors went nuts. Facebook started just going after people. And when people tried to go into their Facebook settings to stop the means by which they spy on your information that could be given to COVID tracers, by the way. I don't know if people are realizing that your Facebook info could go to the COVID tracers to see who you come in contact with and to follow your information, things you post on Facebook about your vacations and with who. Just remember that. When one gentleman that's a fan of the show went and tried to undo those things on Facebook as settings, and he was locked out of Facebook. So I'm just telling you, we're gonna be up against a pretty big hurdle in trying to figure out where else to connect, because the main connectors right now are government-run and government-owned, government-funded. Facebook, which is the biggest, it took a decade to get everybody on there. Will it take a decade to get everybody off? I don't know. I guess that's up to us. But when you realize that your information could be given to somebody that, like a COVID Nazi who wants to go around and quarantine everybody you know, that I hope that's the catalyst that maybe, I don't know, drives that and gets us off. And the only reason I'm there is because this is how I'm still getting information and communicating to all of you. But yes, there have been many, many times just in this last year where I've thought about leaving Facebook because it's just so invasive. And if you realize why social distancing was done, it was done because Bill Gates got together with Microsoft, got together with Facebook's Good Data Project, and they wanted to say, you know, they wanted to do the phone location thing. So what did they utilize? They utilized your phone locator on your Facebook app. That's why social distancing came along. It wasn't because transmission of an illness. It was because of phone location, because they have that information at Facebook. And so when you delete, when you bring on an app, just know that you're saying yes to that app and yes to everything that app's about and all the information they want to grab off of your phone. Be very, very, very careful about what you're agreeing to. Because when you go and you try to change some of these settings, it's going to get more and more interesting about what they do with these things. But anyway, I just wanted to let you all in on that. And library might be a better way to facilitate videos. And sometimes, you know, if you're going to take a link and it's library link, then we know it won't get taken down. Maybe that's a better place to store your video.
Yep.
So let's start utilizing that and start propping that up. And that's a guy using his own money to do it. See, this is how it works in America. We figure out a way, don't we? We're the most resilient entrepreneurs that I've ever met come from America. And you know what? We have to start supporting these very resilient entrepreneurs in their endeavors. And I think libraries could be a great way to go. I haven't thoroughly checked it out, but it could be a great new way to access info. And their tagline is, it's time to take back control from YouTube and Amazon. I like that. Let's just, I'll look into more of the background of library and check it out more thoroughly. Yeah.
I think we'll be seeing more and more private server systems
like this.
I do too. Yeah.
I do too. And we're going to have to. What else are we going to do, you guys? We're subject to only talking about the progressive liberal mindset and in every issue that comes our way. They did it with impeachment. They're doing it with COVID. They did it before with Russia. And they censor down the narrative. So your first sheet of Google searches is all liberal. They started really doing this on steroids in the campaign in 2016. And they got Hillary on every single search with all kinds of positive articles, knocking out anything positive about Trump. It was all about Hillary. And that's when the Google representatives were caught on tape saying, mm-hmm, well, yeah, sure. we all vote for Hillary here. This is Hillary country. And yeah, we influence how those bots react when you're doing a search. That whole first page, that is all of Google wanting you to see what Google wants you to see. We're in trouble if we don't figure this out. So yep. This is one of the things I think we've got to have a come to Jesus meeting over this and say, we're all going to jump ship. We're all going to leap out and we're all going to join some other types of situations where we can talk to each other, because it's going to be talking to each other and figuring this out together is how we're going to get through this. We'll be right back. More with Uncle Milty when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Welcome back. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com. This is a supplement I absolutely believe in and take, and let me tell you, it does a body good. You're going to want to have all of those nutrients and vitamins and minerals as well, and this is a product that you can have in your home. Make sure that you're ordering up. Balance of Nature is a tremendous product. In fact, all the love they put into this product, it was started by a doctor, and let me just tell you, this is all the testimonials you ever hear about Balance of Nature, they're right on the money. They're true. And these are people that have taken the product that even surprised themselves on how good they felt after they started taking it. You want to feel that good too, I'm sure. And also, make sure that you are taking this for your health. For whatever comes our way, you want to make sure that you're increasing your immunity right now. So, Balance of Nature, it's such a fantastic product. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. There's no place else you can get that many. That's this good of a product with no fillers and no chemicals and no nothing. It is fantastic. All those fruits and vegetables are dehydrated down into caplets. You take those every day. It has a great fiber drink, and this will do your body good. So make sure that you're getting this product. Put in the code KATE. K-A-T-E, my first name. And you'll get 35% off what's already affordable. And that's just pennies on the dollar. It's going to be amazing. And then also you get free shipping too. And they'll ship it out to you within 24 hours. So order up. Put in the code Kate. And just make sure you've got this in your arsenal. You're going to need this. And you're going to want some for your food storage as well. I have Uncle Milty with me, and I was just looking at this piece about liberals and you know the dividing line between conservatives and liberals are responding to COVID-19 in such a different way. It's kind of amazing to watch the divide, is it not?
It is, and it isn't. To
okay,
me. The article. Mm-hmm. Is about the idea that
from
this,
Fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jonathan Haidt said the worst idea in psychology was the notion that humans are born as a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of research has now shown, and Haidt found, that the five pillars of morality exist across disciplines, cultures, and even species. The five pillars of morality are care harm.
Mm-hmm.
Fairness, reciprocity, loyalty, betrayal, authority, subversion, sanctity, and degradation. If you really add up all five of these opposing moral pillars, what it really is good versus evil.
Okay.
So now let's look at the difference between the Democrats, the progressive.
Good versus.
Yeah.
Well, let's say this. In fighting the COVID battle, it's care or harm, right? And there's a lot of people that are doing things that don't make sense. And they're saying and blaming other people on the fact they're doing harm. Now, is there any data to prove that?
No.
They're doing it without data. They're doing it without logic. But they think that if you walk around without a mask, you're doing harm. They were told that by the media and by the government. The left seems to always believe in the government narrative. For some oddball reason, they have, I don't know what it is, but they have come to a place where the government really, truly wants to do good things for us and always has our best interest at heart. I can't even say it without laughing. But they truly believe this. And conservatives are a little more suspicious in saying, let's really look at what's going on because we're looking at data. Okay, where's the data to back that up? That wearing a mask is saving a life because I don't buy into that, you know, kind of rhetoric given to us by the media.
If we agree that a lot of human beings we're not born as a blank slate.
I don't think
slate.
We're born as a blank
slate. And so we have a lot of ideas.
In some ways we are. Mm-hmm.
But one of these, this thing you're talking about right here, is the difference between those who believe in authority and those who believe in subversion.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in authority, then you're going to believe everything the authority tells you to do.
Yeah.
If you believe in subversion, you question everything. It sounds pretty reasonable.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? So are humans born as a blank slate? Because I feel like there's a lot of conditioning that goes on, and there's a lot of innate, I think, innate, you know, being prone to maybe understanding good versus bad. I think that there's some innate qualities there that we're born with as well, or could be born with. But this has been kind of a subject of conversation for a long time. So Aristotle, John Locke, B.F. Skinner thought that the human mind is a blank slate. I mean, yes, we are educated by parents. We are, it's kind of the difference between, my brain just went blank. You know, the nature versus nurture. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of nurturing, okay, that can actually, you know, give us the ideas that we have and maybe we're a product of society in that way. There's a lot of people that are going to have similar ideas. So your people around you are it's going to look like maybe you were born with that, but you're not. I don't know. This is kind of an interesting topic, whether you're a blank slate or not.
You know, nature versus nurture. Nurturing can be harmful if it's not done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
you can lead people astray with nurturing.
Absolutely. But what is really in the nature? What is really part of how we come down and who we are? That's kind of interesting.
I think we have an inane sense of right and wrong when we're born.
Yeah.
When we're born.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just want to add my two cents to Uncle Milty's point about the idea of this, because as a child, I grew up in a very liberal home, and I always questioned everything they ever told me.
How funny.
It was like I couldn't get the answer to work in my head.
Interesting.
And I just questioned and questioned and questioned until I started hearing stuff in college. And other people around me, when I left that environment of my home and my net family, I was able to kind of like, hey, that person makes a lot more sense than the way my family always told me about it.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
You know? So I kind of have to agree with this article.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like a child with abuse. You know, a little child might not even be told what is abuse and what's not. But when abuse happens, they know instinctively that something's wrong. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. So, yeah, it is kind of interesting.
I wasn't necessarily raised in a liberal family, but I did always question everything. Always.
And that's good. That's just a healthy, you know, the questioning is a healthy thing to do. I don't care what topic we're talking about. It's always good to question, because you actually become, you know, deeper into your, either your value system or your knowledge in something when you're questioning it, because, you know, it solidifies things.
But you know people who don't question anything.
Right.
I know people who don't question a thing, no matter how ridiculous it sounds.
Well, so this is coming at it from the COVID angle, right? And so this was talking about the fact that blue states have been hit harder than red states.
Yes.
What's interesting is we've been hit harder by number fraud. We haven't actually been hit harder in blue states than red, but the blue states are reporting things that aren't COVID as COVID. So it makes it look like blue states are getting hit harder. It's a virus would not know a blue state from a red state, but isn't it kind of interesting that's what's happening?
The blue states are believing more BS.
Thanks for dialing that down. I was trying to talk around that a little bit, but okay. Thank you for that. And so here we have a lot more people that are set on this. You are killing somebody if you're not wearing a mask mentality. Yeah. I mean, they honestly think if you're 5 feet and not 6 feet from them, you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Now, takes about as much common sense as taking in the climate change narrative and believing it. It's all based on bought and sold presumptive science that gets knocked down all the time. Somebody could go in with the data and the stats to somebody that actually thinks this way, and they're still going to cling to that one belief that you're out there killing people, even though it's not true. You're still, they honestly will not change the mindset. So that's kind of an interesting part of this too.
It's extremely interesting. And what I'm finding with a lot of people that I've talked to over this last 3.5 months is it's causing people to actually start to question things that normally wouldn't.
Right.
Because it's really not making sense anymore at all.
No. Look at California's numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, their numbers, even their number fraud has not actually validated their response. And you'll have a lot more people that are talking about it, a lot more people that are questioning, which is really good. I mean, actually, if you want to look at a silver lining, that's a really good thing to have happen in California right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to turn that state inside out. And what a great thing to have happen. Because as was stated in the Atlantic, which is a very big progressive rag, right? Ohio, the Republican governors have been much more reluctant to impose sweeping restrictions on their residents than states led by Democratic governors. And while governors in these states no doubt value care/harm, their moral framework likely gives them a heightened concern for other social considerations, particularly civil liberties. That would be nice. Other social considerations. I love that. Yes, our civil liberty. Now, all governors should be should be interested in civil liberty and protecting that, but you're not going to find that. And so it was that part I thought was interesting about this, the infringements. I mean, we're looking at it as infringement on liberty because not everybody around you is dropping like a fly. So you know it's not a plague. So this is why, you know, I think anyone can look around and say, we get if there was actual plague going on. But you know what, though? You still wouldn't need government to impose any regulation. People themselves were the ones that kept themselves home and away from people when the news started hitting. They actually did not need any regulations. And so it's so silly right now to say, well, you guys all got together on Memorial Day and we're going to have all these cases show up.
Oh, yeah.
All that's going to happen is cases of testing that say you're positive, not an actual infection anyway. You can't have a killer virus and have it be 99.5% recovery. It just doesn't go hand in hand. Sorry. So it doesn't make sense. So here we are on this threshold of news that says they're really causing this divide between the two parties.
Oh, yeah.
More and more and more to say, see, you Republicans and you conservatives and you people that like liberty, you're harming the rest of us. Is it actually happening? No. But this is kind of like how COVID played out. They did it all on what's coming. Oh, the threat of what's coming. And this is the threat of what's coming by a liberal. So it's, oh, you bad liberty-minded people, you want your liberty so bad you'll put people at risk. Now look at that narrative. Is it actually putting people at risk? No. Because you know why? The people that have tested positive still aren't sick. They're still asymptomatic. It doesn't matter. They're going to be testing positive. They could test positive this entire nation. Probably a good quarter of them would test positive, even though they would never feel it or know it or anything. And it doesn't mean anything. But in their eyes, you're two steps from death. So you tell me. But this divide is getting people anxious, and it's tearing at us again over something so radically wrong in that the information is so flawed. It's so flawed. Yet people won't see it. It's kind of like climate change. There's so many flaws.
Yep.
But people won't. They don't want to see what they don't want to see. That's the hard part about this. They don't want to see what they don't want to see. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I got really good hopes for it. I try to eat healthy, but there's no way I can get the nutritional equivalent in my diet that I get from my Balance of Nature. What you eat today determines the kind of cells your body's going to make tomorrow. Instead of eating, you know, 15 pounds of vegetables, you can take this product. And I think in the future, from taking Balance of Nature, my body's going to be making a lot better quality cells. I'm really excited about this product. You know, you're going to get enough to make a big difference.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Oh, I have a couple things to comment on. Number one, remember all the skate parks filled with sand in California? People are coming together to actually take out that sand.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. People are descending upon those areas and getting rid of the sand themselves. Yep, because they realized just how overboard, how much authority government is granting to itself, and it's so sickening. The people are really, they're fighting back. They're fighting back. I love to see it.
Are they wetting the sand down first? Because, you know, the wet sand is safe. The dry sand
is... Yeah, the dry sand is horrific. I don't know. But all I'm saying is people are fighting back. And, you know, can I just air something, voice something? People ask me this all the time. What's your take on China?
there's something very, very wrong with the narrative that, that China tried to do this, or it was a biological weapon out of China. You know, Fauci paid Wuhan to work with this, and the people of the left are very keyed in and tied into China consistently. Biden goes over there and gets money from China. There's so many ties that bind to China, particularly on the left. Now, even libertarians, even Republicans have ties to China that are never ending. But let me say this. There's something in my gut that tells me something is very off about this narrative. And I was looking at mainstream. I never, ever look at mainstream news ever. But there was going to be a story, I think it was on 60 Minutes or something, about China and with them wanting to do this to us. And I just thought, as soon as mainstream starts reporting on something like this, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And is it being used for that? Is it a distraction? Is part of the story right, but two-thirds of the part of the story are wrong? I don't know yet, but something isn't right about the blame of China. And a lot of people are going, you know, do American-made products. I would buy American-made products anyway, because if I like the craftsmanship, I'm going to buy an American-made product if it's good. But so that's fine. But why? Why the China narrative over and over again? Something seems off. Does it to you?
Yeah, it does. Because they're actually, the way they talk about it is technically what they say is that China committed an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we are not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
But if it was really an act of war, wouldn't we?
There's something off. So off.
Way off.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, if it's an act of war, wouldn't there be victims?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons they do this. This is really important, what I'm going to say. I've been wanting to call your show and talk about this. Almost everybody on the in the theater mm-hmm. that they're complaining about that is in the dialectic. They're players.
Yep.
China's a player. Mm-hmm. They support the New World Order.
Yep.
Russia's a player. They support Putin. Supports the New World Order, One World Communist Government. Everybody. Now, you were talking about the Democrats and Republicans. They're trying to split themselves on this. You know, they're really like arguing of how many Jews should you kill, 6 million mm-hmm. or 590 mm-hmm. million. You know, that's what they're kind of arguing. Every Republican in the mm-hmm. federal government, other than Massey, have supported this greatest increase in socialism in our history.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting over whether you should kill 5,000 more Jews or not.
Well, I wasn't talking about that issue as much as I was talking about the fact that you have your mask wearing, ridiculousness, and then you have your non-mask wearing ridiculousness, and the two thoughts.
And it is really ridiculous. The most important thing is conditioning people to accept this,
right?
And it's telling people there is some sort. So there's a war going on when there is no war.
Right.
Going on.
But did you want to comment on China?
But the mask is a more mm-hmm. immediate thing. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the mask will go away, and they'll bring them back probably with more retroviruses and so forth, and more police take action. Mm-hmm. But the long-term economic harm that's going on right now, America will never likely be the America we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing it down economically, and that's I think the where we need to focus most is on economics.
Yeah, there was a new book on COVID that actually came from the China Communist Party that was written by them. We may talk about it tomorrow on the show, but
stay with that mm-hmm. point a second on China.
Mm-hmm.
So they can control. You know, the perfect manipulation is to control both sides.
Uh-huh.
A fixed fight.
Sure.
When you can control both sides, mm-hmm. you can't lose.
Right.
So China is controlled. So China plays the role, and they act oppositional. The Democrats act oppositional, Republicans, mm-hmm. vice versa. But when, if you look at where freedom is headed, our individual rights are headed, it's all going to the toilet.
Yeah.
That's what we need to look at, is keep our focus on where our freedoms are going.
Thank
and not
you.
On who's the pretend
state you're right.
actors.
You're right. Thank you for that. In fact, I think it has been a distraction, and I think it has been the scapegoat. And
sure.
it's don't look at our government ever for taking part in doing what they're doing in controlling liberty and taking it from us. It's got to be China's fault. We were just doing the best we could do narrative,
mm-hmm.
right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. You know, a lot of people don't know what China has done just in the last few days, not only mm-hmm. about the crackdowns in Hong Kong, but they devalued their currency again.
Interesting.
They also have, in the past, every year when they have their big convention, basically, as a party, mm-hmm. they basically agreed that the next year they have a planned agreement of how much the economy will grow. So basically, because all their most 90% of their businesses are run by the state, they're basically telling all those people, your company's got to make this much more profit next year. They took that portion off the table this next year. They're not telling their state-owned companies how much they have to make. Mm-hmm. That basically makes it blind to the world of how their economy is truly doing, when we can already see through satellite imagery there's a lot less traffic, there's a lot less pollution. There's, mm-hmm. They have a problem going on in the country, and that's why they devalued their currency again to try to basically reduce the price of their commodity, their products in the United States, because they see that the world is not consuming their products. So they figure if we drop the prices of them, it'll get more people to consume them, not realizing, I don't care where you drop it to, we're all broke.
Right.
We're all in debt to the point that we can't buy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the fact of the matter. And the Chinese have a major problem. They don't know what to do with an economy that doesn't expand. They have groups of people that are going to be basically Tiananmen squaring mm-hmm. throughout the entire country in all their economic zones. Because China, only certain cities are allowed to have social. They're all socialists, but in certain communities, in certain areas, you can be a capitalist. It's called mm-hmm. an economic zone.
Okay.
And if you don't live in that economic zone, you basically run under a socialist system. Well, they're going to have riots and people frustrated because in those economic zones that most people move to, there's no more jobs. The factories are closing. There's a video of a guy going down beating his machines with a hammer because he's so frustrated because he can't run them and make any money.
Jeez. All right.
So they're at a point that in China, they're mm-hmm. going to have a major problem because the whole world is turning their back on their products.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing to come is sanctions, in the sense that we're not going to pay back the loan, or, yeah, you built us this great railway system and we were supposed to pay you back by something. Well, you can forget it. We now mm-hmm. own the railway system somewhere in Central America or in mm-hmm. Africa. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen big time in African countries, where the infrastructure that they built in those countries on the agreement that those countries were going to pay back with debt or with
a
mineral resource coming mm-hmm. out of the ground, they're going to tell the Chinese, go pound it.
Right.
And what are you going to do? You're going to come here with tanks and take me out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, because I think we're going to back that country, saying, no, we're not going to let the Chinese go into this country and take them over militarily because they won't pay back a loan.
Right. Great thought. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for that. Really appreciate it. That's great.
There's another valid point in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
China is new to this type of an economy.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively new. Mm-hmm. They've never suffered a depression. They've never had to work out of a severe economic collapse before.
Well, they did over the last 60 years, though, because they were actually quite poor at one time.
Yeah, but not because of an economic collapse. It was mm-hmm. because of their communist society. Over the last 60 years, they've developed a semi-capitalist mm-hmm. communist society.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grown because of capitalism.
Yeah.
They've become wealthier because of capitalism. But during that time, they've never suffered an economic collapse.
Are you sure? I was under the impression that they suffered one big time about 70 years ago when the trade stopped. We had all of the, we sort of had like a don't buy from China, don't deal with China aspect, right?
Well, it wasn't until Nixon even opened mm-hmm. up China that
right.
they started becoming capitalist in any way at all.
Right.
So I don't know.
Because I thought they were priding themselves on the fact that they were using capitalism partway under a communist kind of dictate to help their nation out of that situation, but that it was caused by economics. So we'll revisit that. We'll go back.
It was caused by communism,
that.
I think, not economics.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Because I thought that's why Mao got anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you're thinking of the Cultural Revolution, and that happened while China was still closed to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was during Mao's time.
Right.
And that's when, that was in the late 50s and early 60s, where they had over a million people starving to death in the country.
Right. Right.
They had no form of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
The economic zones that were formed after the Nixon opened up in the areas and said, hey, we want you to produce, they allowed capitalist programs to operate in the economic zones, and that caused a boom. And that first happened in Shenzhen, China. And then from there went on to Guangdong, and it's gone on to multiple cities up and down the whole entire country, and it has boosted their economy in these economic zones. But the other areas, it would be like saying L.A. gets to do whatever they want to do, but if you live in St. George, you're stuck working under a communist system.
Yeah,
well, now people are fleeing the cities because there's no jobs, and they're going back to their farms, which are in the communist areas, but they have capitalist ideas in their head because they lived there, and they lived and they worked under it.
I see.
So they have a major problem that they their capitalist system can't continue.
Okay.
But this is the first time that's happened. Since they've started using capitalism, they haven't been through a collapse in China like this.
Okay. All right. And hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
First of all, it's a misnomer to say they have ever had capitalism in China under the communists. It's not capitalism they're practicing. We need to go by definitions. It's economic fascism. It's a form of socialism. The state still controls the economy.
It's what Europe does.
All they
does.
Do is they bring in a few market forces, a little bit of capitalistic practices here and there, but it is still socialism. It's still fascism completely. In capitalism, the economy, the state has no control or say over the economy. It runs itself. So I think that all they've done is they moved a little bit in the direction of capitalism, and that's what's led to the stimulation. And if I can just make one more point of what I called in a second ago. Players, you know, Ron Paul, and then we had Judge Moore. These are two people that were not actors on the stage, but they got onto the stage for a while. Remember, Ron Paul ran for president twice. And they, what they do with those kind of people, they put them in the corner as quick as they can and get them off the stage. Ron Paul, they neutralize them in the debates and so forth. The media won't cover. And then eventually, after the election, he's gone. Same thing with Judge Moore. All these players that they're constantly focused on, the bad guy, good guy, they're all bad guys. They're all been paid to carry out a role, be it, use a dialectic, pretend to be oppositional, but the result of their activities is less freedom for America and the world.
The and ones that get Ron Paul off of a stage, is that who you're talking about? The ones who bring him off the stage.
So, you know, they have the political system. They had to give him, let him be on the stage. But they neutralized him.
Yes.
They wouldn't, he was all across America said, do not report on Ron Paul unless you write something silly about him. That he, it has to say that he's not a serious candidate.
Thank you.
And it's just the opposite of what they give President Bush and Trump and so forth.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I don't know. There, I have some controversy over what I said, but I have 30 seconds, so I can't address it. But but anyway, we get the point he was trying to make. So it'll be interesting. We need to have further discussions about China because the way that it's being put out there, I don't agree with. There's some things about it that I don't know. The gut test isn't working out for me. There's something really wrong. There's something really wrong there with painting them as the sole provider of this COVID thing. I don't know. Anyway, the government would love it if we never focused on them and taking away our liberty. Wouldn't they love that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminds me of New Jersey's governor. Oh, that's above my pay grade, even though I'm governor of a state. Oh, it's above my pay grade to know anything about the Constitution. That's the problem we have, America. Whew, it's much bigger than a China problem, too. Anyway, well, there is the problem that China owns a lot of America. So you do have this problem, but we'll have to discuss it on another day. Anyway, be faithful, be fearless. Thank you, Uncle Milty. And see you back here tomorrow.